This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Roshan and Noel. It's been more than a week since the government announced Budget 2021 in Parliament, and response has been lukewarm among MPs. Opposition leader Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim said the budget doesn't meet the needs of the people to fight the pandemic and has called for a review.
The Barisan National Backbenchers Club, in the meantime, said they will support the budget only if two of their demands are met, and they are a blanket moratorium on loan repayments until June next year, and also a one-off withdrawal of RM10,000 from EPF's account one.
And former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad has called the government's economic recovery plan too optimistic and hopes it will be modified. But Finance Minister Tunku Datuk Sri Zaful Tunku Abdul Aziz is confident that the budget will be approved, although he did warn that salaries for civil servants, health workers and cash handouts would be stalled unless Budget 2021 was approved. The question is, what happens if Budget 2021 doesn't receive the votes it needs to be passed in Parliament?
Well, to help us answer that, we're turning this morning to constitutional lawyer Lim Wei Jiat. Wei Jiat, thanks for joining us. Now, could you help us walk through the parliamentary process of passing a budget bill?
Right. In passing a bill or a budget, there are three readings usually. So the first reading in parliament is a mere notification that the bill will be presented. This has been done some time ago. Things really come alive at the second reading, which is where we are at now. So the budget 2021 was tabled on the 6th of November. This is where the minister explains the contents and the aims of the budget, followed by a rigorous debate between MPs from opposition and the government on matters relating to the budget. And at the end of the second reading, the MPs will be asked to vote on whether to advance the budget into what we call the committee stage. And this voting will be done on the 25th of November, I believe. And if the matter proceeds to the committee stage, this is where amendments to the budget can be made. You know, it can be proposed by the minister or MPs, and the budget can be amended accordingly. Only after the committee stage will the minister then move the budget to go into the third reading. And this is where the vote will be conducted. And only when there is a simple majority which approves this budget at the third reading, do we consider the budget as being passed. And that is happening in December, if I'm not mistaken. So we are currently at second reading still, where there are debates on the policy level by MPs, and we have not advanced to the committee stage yet.
What happens if the budget doesn't get the votes it needs at the third reading and it fails to pass?
In Westminster systems like Malaysia, if a major bill such as the budget is not passed, it will be seen as a de facto vote of no confidence towards the government of the day. So that has happened before in the UK in 1885, in Australia in 1941. So what could happen? So there are three scenarios. Number one, the PM takes this as a vote of no confidence and he resigns. And a new government is installed by the Yang Tek Tuan Agong to present a new budget. The second scenario is, the Prime Minister requests the Yang Deputan Agong to dissolve Parliament. And if the Yang Deputan Agong consents to that, then we will have a general election. The Yang Deputan Agong can, of course, reject that request to dissolve Parliament, in which case the first scenario applies, whereby a new government is installed. The third scenario is the government stays on, continues in power in Putrajaya, and tables a new budget. Because this is a constitutional convention that if a budget is defeated, then you should resign. So it's not really set in stone. So technically, the government can still continue to stay in power, and that may happen under the third scenario.
So let's go back to your first scenario where the budget fails to pass and a new government is elected. How much time is given to table a new budget in Parliament?
Well, they can and should table a new budget immediately. Although the calendar has been fixed beforehand, the calendar of Parliament, the Constitution grants the Prime Minister powers to summon Parliament at any point in time in which he or she sees fit. And so the new Prime Minister, if appointed, should allocate time for the new budget to be tabled and voted immediately, before the next year ideally, because we are talking about the 2021 budget.
Now, Finance Minister Tunku Zafrul said that the failure to vote the budget in would mean stalled salaries for civil servants, health workers, as well as cash handouts. Can you elaborate on how this actually works?
first, I would just like to express that this is disappointing coming from the finance minister. It is really a low blow to bring the welfare of frontliners as a weapon to this fight on the budget, because no MP out there is disputing that emoluments and salaries of frontliners should be paid. So the Minister of Finance should just debate on the merits of the budget instead of, you know, resorting to this kind of tactics. At the end of the day, you should not blackmail or put MPs at emotional ransom such as this, and you certainly should not resort to use frontliners as a kind of bargaining chip. So what you should do is to, you know, convince the MPs to vote the budget or to amend the budget accordingly so that they are able to vote in favor of it. Now, the notion that the salaries of frontliners will not be paid if the budget doesn't pass is not really true, because if you look at Article 102 of the Federal Constitution, essentially, before a budget is passed, Parliament has the power to authorize expenditure for anything for 2021. This means that while Parliament irons out the nitty-gritty details of the budget which it cannot agree on, Parliament and MPs can nonetheless coalesce, come together with a consensus to say, hey, the salaries of civil servants and frontliners is non-negotiable. We all agree to it. Let's approve that first while we fight out the rest of the budget. So it's not really true that it is a given that salaries of frontliners are at stake if the budget is not passed. So those two things can be separated and demarcated at the end of the day.
Wei-Jet, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was constitutional lawyer Lim Wei-Jet with a little bit of reassurance that there are safeguards in place so that if need be, while MPs debate the nitty-gritty of the budget, our frontliners can still get paid. So we're going to be watching the process, the progress of Budget 2021 through Parliament very closely. But right now we're about to head into the 8 o'clock news bulletin. And after that, the Breakfast Grill, where Noelle Lim speaks with Johan Merican, Director of the National Budget Office. Be sure to stay tuned for that after the Mercedes legendary rock break coming up next. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.